This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is currently about 7:40, if only 6:46, 14 till 7. We're talking about what's going on with the Houthi rebels and try to explain who the players are and what's happening here. Like I said before the break, I don't think any foreign nation or foreign enemy of the United States should doubt President Trump's resolve when it comes to taking action. Lindsey Cohn joins us, associate professor at the U.S. Naval College, where he taught strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, and civil-military relations. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How are you?
Lindsey, I'm sorry. They cut and pasted, and it said, I teach strategy, and I took a shot with Lindsey, and I thought it was a man, but it turned out to be you, and I'm so sorry. I apologize for that. How are you this morning?
That's okay. I'm doing great, Tommy. Thanks.
Yeah, if it's any consolation, I have the same luck at the roulette table. I always pick wrong. Let's talk about what's going on. I guess we should start with who are the Houthi rebels and what is their goal in all of this?
Sure. And I do first have to say, since you mentioned that I work at the Naval War College, that I'm speaking in my personal capacity and my views do not represent those of the U.S. government.
Okay.
So who are the rebels? So the Houthis are... So we're talking about the country of Yemen, which is the southwestern end of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, the corner there, down at the edge of the Red Sea. And the Houthis are a group of people within Yemen who belong to a minority Shia sect called the Zaydis. Yemen is about two-thirds Sunni, one-third Zaydi, so it's not a tiny minority. But anyway... Since about the 1990s, when there was a conflict between the two halves of Yemen, north and south, the Houthis have been occasionally engaging in flare-ups and rebellions against the usual rule of the majority Sunni tribes. But it's important to recognize that in Yemen, this Sunni-Shia split is not the only or even most important sort of cultural split or identity. There are tribal identities, there are regional identities, there is a Yemeni identity. So it's important to recognize that this is not just a Sunni-Shia thing. There are other things going on there as well. The most recent uprising began back in the Arab Spring, or shortly after the Arab Spring. And the Houthis have since taken over a significant amount of what was North Yemen. And the recent fighting between sort of the U.S. and Israel and the U.K. and the Houthis stems from the attacks of Hamas on Israel on October 7th, 2023, and Israel's response to invade Gaza. And the Houthis have been firing at shipping in the Red Sea in support of the Palestinian cause. So that's where we are.
So it's a messy, multifaceted civil war. Is that accurate in Yemen?
Yes.
Okay.
You said it much more succinctly than I did. Very
well. I listened to what you told me. That's why, Lindsay. So when it comes to...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The motive here, is it a political statement or is it about just piracy and plundering?
No, it is a political statement. The Houthis are trying to establish themselves as the legitimate government of all of Yemen. That is contested, right? There is still another government claiming that they are the legitimate government of Yemen. From the Houthi perspective, these attacks show military capability. They show a solidarity with a pan-Arab cause, that is the Palestinian cause. And from the Houthi perspective, this is, number one, putting them on the map in the Arab world and giving them what you might call street cred or just legitimacy as a group that could and should be recognized as the government of Yemen. Also, you know, fighting against the U.S. and Israel is another sort of source of legitimacy for them with certain audiences in the region.
It's the Gulf of Aden. Is that where they're active, in the Red Sea as well?
That's correct, yeah.
So would changing it to the Gulf of America change anything? I'm just kidding. I'm making a joke. when it comes to... the effect on international shipping, in addition to there's a military aspect to this, and there's a commercial commercial shipping aspect of this, right?
That's right.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So the obviously the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, is the mouth of the route to the Suez Canal, to and from the Suez Canal. So this is an extremely important shipping region. I'm sure we all remember when the Suez Canal was blocked a couple of years ago and sort of everything stopped. The Houthis are targeting, they claim, and so far it has been pretty accurate, they claim that they are targeting only shipping related to Israel. And since the U.S. and U.K. were supporting Israel, U.S. and U.K. shipping as well. They have tried to reassure the European Union that they're not targeting anybody else. The European Union is skeptical. But even if they're only targeting certain ships, it still disrupts everything, right? So it does make shipping companies much more concerned about going through that route. So that means longer shipping times, insurance rates go up. So it makes things more expensive and it makes things more difficult. Now, the U.S. has been under President Biden and now under President Trump. Well, under President Biden, the U.S. was trying to shoot down a lot of the missiles that the Houthis were shooting at shipping. So very, very few ships were actually sunk, which is good. But it takes a lot of time and effort and resources to do that. The Trump administration has not been shooting down incoming missiles because the Houthis have not been shooting at anything since the ceasefire in Gaza. But they threatened to start shooting again given the current Israeli blockade on aid to Gaza. So they threatened to start shooting again, and the Trump administration said, well, we're going to shoot first. And they have targeted sites in Yemen, which the Biden administration did as well. But the Biden administration was doing both sort of shooting down incoming missiles and targeting sites in Yemen. The Trump administration, as of right now, is targeting sites in Yemen because there aren't any missiles coming at ships right now.
Well, let me take a break. We're talking about a multifaceted, messy civil war in Yemen that led to the rise of the Houthi rebels affecting shipping in the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. When we come back, we'll talk about civilian casualties and the role of Iran and more with Lindsay Cohn, our guest, associate professor at the U.S. Naval War College, teaching strategy, international security, U.S. foreign policy, civil-military relations. To be sure, to be clear, these are her opinions and is not that of the U.S. government. 6:53, 7 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL, about 90 seconds left with Lindsay Cohn, associate professor at the U.S. Naval War College. She teaches strategy, international security, foreign policy, civil-military relations. Her opinions are those of herself, not the government. But Professor, let me get to this real quick. So yeah. You're talking about 53 people were killed, including children, wounding others. When it comes to Dresden in World War II, the U.S. and the Allies killed 25,000 civilians, over 200,000 in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. War is a dirty business. Civilian casualties, is it different when it comes to something like this or not?
In terms of effect, I don't think it's likely to have much effect. So there are sort of three possible aims the Trump administration might have with this. One would be to deter the Houthis from further attacks. Another would be to degrade their ability to do further attacks. And the third one is kind of to get at Iran via the Houthis. The deterrence mission, I don't think, is going to work. It didn't work with the Biden administration. They're already responding. So there's, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of Yemenis have died in the last 10 years during the civil war. This kind of civilian casualty rate is not going to get them to stop doing this.
Thank you, Professor. We'll talk again.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.